This story of patience is taken from Lessons from Kerbala, from Asair 313, and available to you from the Truth Seekers Library, a Truth Seekers Foundation initiative. What is patience? It can be explained in two parts. To stand strong and continue on the right path without giving up. To continue to follow the Akam from Sharia. Let's hear a story about patience. All the way in England, in the city of London, there was a boarding school that was known for its high academic excellence. This school was filled with many bright students. One of them was Emma. But everybody called her Emotional Emma. The reason was that she reacted too quickly to everything. Like yesterday, when Emma was doing her maths test. The girl sitting next to her used her eraser, without her permission, and Emma just about blew it. She started yelling at the girl in the middle of the test, which got her in big trouble. She was sent to her room, and wasn't allowed to complete the test. So as you can see that Emma was someone who had no control over her emotions. She did not have any patience. One day, Emma was crying in her room for about the ninth time that week. She was really angry, and she started throwing her toys, when her doll hit the bookshelf. The impact caused a couple of books to fall out. Knowing that she would be in trouble if someone saw them, Emma began picking them up and placing them on the shelf. As she put one of the books on the shelf, it fell out again. Feeling curious, Emma picked it up and looked at the cover. It was a book about patience, written by Imam. It seemed interesting enough, so Emma decided to read it. As Emma turned each page, she became more and more interested. This seemed like the solution to her problems. If only she could practice this activity, then maybe she would be able to control her emotions. She decided to try it out tomorrow. The next day after Emma woke up, she went to the dining room to have breakfast. She was sitting next to Lily. Lily was one of those kids who enjoyed watching others get in trouble, especially Emma, since she was so easy to annoy. Lily was delighted when Emotional Emma sat next to her. Her evil little eyes scanned Emma's plate. When her sight set upon the delicious apple that Emma had taken, Lily immediately confirmed her target. So, when Emma turned around, Lily quickly snatched the apple. She had played out the whole scene in her mind. Emma would get angry at her and start yelling, but then Lily would say that it was her own apple and it wasn't her fault and that it looked so much like Emma's. But nothing could have prepared her for what happened next. When Emma turned around and realized that her apple was missing, she looked at Lily and smiled. Then Emma said, "Lily, you can keep the apple if you like it that much." Lily was flabbergasted at this turn of events. But what both children didn't notice was that there was a teacher who witnessed the whole event. Miss Mary got up from her place and went to where Lily and Emma were sitting. "Emma, I am greatly pleased with how you responded to Lily's shrewd behavior. You showed wonderful patience. As for you, Lily, I want you to give Emma her apple and then go to your room. You shall not have any breakfast," she concluded calmly. Lily left the room. It was because of this incident that Emma realized the importance and power of patience. This incident, and many others that followed, were the cause of Emma's nickname being changed from Emotional Emma into Ever Happy Emma. And this one, Emma definitely wanted to keep. Patience in Kerbala. Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, is the best example of patience. He witnessed the martyrdom of his family and friends, after being thirsty for 3 days. He still kept on thanking Allah. The peak of patience for Imam was the martyrdom of Sonhazat Ali Asghar. Patience was also practiced by his companions who stood by their Imam and provided him with unconditional support. Patience was shown by Lady Zainab, peace be upon her, during the difficult journey from Kerbala to Damascus, after losing her brother and sons, and was patient even after getting humiliated by the evil soldiers of Yazid. So how can we practice patience? 1. At home. By waiting patiently when our parents need to do something for us. When we are very hungry, and the food is not ready. When we want to play with the same toys as our brother or sister. 2. At school. By waiting for your turn to speak in class. When your friends are mean to you. When you are being bullied, then combine patience with self-defense. At public places. By waiting when you are in a queue. By not being rude when you meet an unpleasant person. By not asking your parents for everything that you like in the shop. This is the end of the story, Patience.